heart of Broadway.
Yes.
Historic downtown Cape Girardeau. It's Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. What's up, guys? Shannon Young here with you along with the usual cast and one extra. We got Jesse, almost said Jesse Gray, Jesse Kimball down at the end of the table.
That's me.
We got Lindsay Wolfgang to my right.
Hello.
Mandy Kennedy to my left. And joining us tonight, special guest star. Jesus. The Big D, Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
He's here because we're talking about Christmas tonight. Now, tonight's episode is brought to you by Prongles. Once you pop, that's great. This is a real product that you can buy in stores. We're taking a page out of our Halloween episode, and tonight we're going to present to you, are we doing 25?
Five, 10, yeah.
10. Oh, shit.
That works out perfect. 25 things to watch in
December.
You're
what
welcome.
What month are we in?
That yeah. Christmas one.
Yeah.
I had somebody at work tell me, hey, your calendar's in October still. I was like, oh, shit, it is.
It's okay. Ours is probably still in November, if it's even on the wall anymore.
You should have told him, so the fuck what?
I can't do that.
Said I smell like a titty bar. So the fuck what? Anyway, speaking of bootleg things like Prongles, I have to mention this because I don't think it got nearly the response I expected when I'm put in the group chat. Did you guys see that Soulja Boy has his own video game systems he's selling now?
Yeah, I saw that, but I didn't read it.
Same.
So here's the short of it. Soulja Boy, boy, this is a good story. Soulja Boy has his own website where he sells products.
Okay.
It's called SouljaWatch.com.
All right, I'm on it.
Now, if you don't remember Soulja Boy, he was the rapper he's Superman that hoe. You crank that, do that, Soulja Boy, I guess. I don't know. I thought
crank that, Soulja Boy.
Yeah, .com. Well, he's got his own website. He sells things. And one of the things that he has on his website is he's selling a console and he's selling a handheld. And the console, Jesus Christ, you need to see it to believe it. It is legitimately a Chinese knockoff console that has the preloaded games.
Uh-huh.
And on the website, he has like copyrighted images of like Tekken and Tomb Raider. None of this it actually plays. It says the system is in 4K. It's not.
It looks like some cheap ass piece of shit Xbox One.
Yeah. That same system and the handheld both come preloaded with Nintendo, Super Nintendo, and all these other games, right? Mm. You can buy both of those systems on SouljaBoy.com or whatever for $150. They're on sale right now. $150 yeah. and $100 each. Or you can go to their actual website, which is called AliExpress.com, and they're for like $70 on there. Nintendo just sued a couple who were hosting ROMs on their website. So sued them for $12 million and won against a couple who don't have money. What the fuck are they going to do to Soulja Boy when they find out that he is selling systems right, that come prepackaged
on.
With their games?
Let's be honest, Soulja Boy ain't had money since like
06.
Yeah, right.
That's why he's got SouljaWatch.com.
Jesus Christ.
That's why he's selling bootleg games is because he can't afford it. It just boggles the mind
that, yeah, I mean, that he honestly, would do this. Yeah, he's probably just straight selling them from China.
Yeah, he's buying them from AliExpress for cheaper and then reselling them for more on his own website.
Damn.
Holy shit.
The American dream.
He's going to get shut down so hard, or he won't. He probably won't.
He'll be untouchable. He probably has like diplomatic immunity.
Yeah, well.
He's just going to crank that Soulja Boy.
.com. Mandy, what are your thoughts on this?
Yes.
Mandy has not been paying attention.
Trying to do the list.
We know
I'm
what she's thinking about.
At it.
She's thinking about the list.
Yeah.
List I got checked twice.
So after last week's show, she never replied to this, so probably for a good reason. After last week's show, I sent Mandy a gif of just a rooster strutting around.
I looked at it, closed my phone, and moved on with my day.
You are lucky that there's something clause.
Oh, yeah.
Something clause got your back.
Go ahead, be naughty. I got you. Christmas is right around the corner. We're all excited. I'm excited. I can't believe it's gone by so quickly. It's only 19 days till Christmas.
It really did go by so fast until this week. This week, I don't know about you guys, has been dragging for
it's
me.
Probably because you want Smash Brothers so bad.
Don't jinx me at all because the next 2 weeks are my extended hours at work. I don't want time to drag, Greg.
Hopefully those won't for you. Yeah, no, I think it's just because of, probably Smash Brothers because I know, like, tomorrow we got a lot of stuff going on.
Allie's show is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing that. Obviously, it's a VG day, so we're going to go up to Perryville. We're going to be playing Smash Brothers.
I'm not going to Perryville for the time being.
You could be totally awesome and bring me a hot chocolate at work when you guys go to VG.
We can probably make that happen.
Text him and remind him.
That's a good plan.
Otherwise, he will forget.
I will.
But yeah, Smash comes out tomorrow, and that's I'm pretty excited about. Oh, you're going to have to pry me away from Red Dead Online, though.
Well, what if I want to play Smash?
Then you're going to have to borrow my system because I've got it digitally. Because it came with the system, yeah.
Oh, he knew you'd try and steal
it. I forgot.
Yeah. Do you want to play Smash?
Yeah.
You want me to get your copy?
No.
Yes.
I'll just play yours when you're not playing Red Dead.
Well, goddamn, now we're just back to the original problem of you using a fucking system. So I bought another one.
Which means, yes, you will need to buy another copy of Smash.
Yes, but if I have another copy, that means we have to unlock everything twice. And that, no.
Well, it just means play the game that he bought you.
Yeah. Just... Oh, he just got the Lindsay glare.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
I'm sorry I used logic in this argument.
She's a woman. Don't use logic.
That's fair.
I have Pokemon just in agree. My system, Shannon, and please. It shall not be removed.
You have what?
Pokemon.
You can get it digitally, too.
I don't want it digitally.
You ever going to trade it in?
I don't know.
I just traded in Pokemon.
I'm sorry that I'm talking lower and you feel the need to move the mic next to my mouth.
I put traded it, in, put it right
did you
in
get
face.
Let's Go anything?
No.
No, I was about to say.
I traded in Soul Silver and Moon.
Oh, yeah.
She did.
And some other stuff for money.
It's fair.
God, you make me feel bad.
Why?
And then she yelled at you for the prices.
Must start.
I was giving him shit. I was like, this is only $24. It's worth like $100. You let me out.
I'm going to start a GoFundMe for say this poor child.
Who's this one belong to?
From one of those loser countries.
Well, let's use a picture from like a year ago. They'll think she's 10.
Or does it have to be a year
Or use the picture from now where she's 10 and a half. She's almost James Ellsworth's age.
Well, something James Ellsworth would like's age.
Yeah. He already liked it. He liked it and subscribed to it. But
he sees your Snap stories.
And he still watches them.
That gives me another idea. So I'm starting my own GoFundMe site. It's strictly for porn. It's called GoFuckMe. And it's
a guarantee that already exists. And,
I'm not putting that in my
Look
Google
it up.
Start. No.
Look it up.
Nope.
And what it is like you raise money to get someone laid. Like I'm going to raise money to get Dalton sex. Like.
He has a girlfriend.
Yeah, she don't like him.
Oh, no, I don't blame her.
And then we're going to start a new imaging service, too, called Snatch Chat.
Ew.
Not like that one.
That's icky.
I think Ellsworth has already subscribed to that.
Well, no. The ones he's subscribed to are going to get him in prison one day.
The ones that he subscribed to is the reason they took porn off Tumblr. Apparently, child porn was a huge thing on Tumblr.
It was, yeah. No.
God damn, that was quick.
What?
I've never been on Tumblr. It's super
Jesse and I just immediately looked at each other.
Never been on Tumblr, but you know that, huh?
It's because I listened to
just
press.
Just real quick. That was fantastic.
We would like to.
So allow me to elaborate.
Yeah, we would like to make a statement that Dalton Anthony does not support child porn.
No.
Okay.
But he definitely knew it was there.
Yeah, well, it's.
Boy regrets coming on Thursday.
I want to be on the show tonight. Do me a favor, fans. I want you all to listen to a Thanksgiving episode from about 3 years ago. fuck you, Shannon. No, it was on an episode of Press Start to Join because Apple recently, you can't down. I don't think you can download the Tumblr app anymore. Hmm. If you have it, you can still use it, but you can't download it for that reason. That's why I knew that child porn is on Tumblr. That is the only reason I knew.
Okay.
Josh, that's how you know I watch your show. Listen
Josh.
To your show.
Dalton shook. Eat another brownie, you'll forget.
I wrote Dalton likes porn.
With I'm pretty sure we all hand. Like porn.
That's true.
It's like pretty that. Cool.
Who doesn't?
Allie.
I don't watch it.
Liar. Oh, it's always women that go, I don't watch
the
porn.
The most I got was scrolling through Tumblr. But it was never child porn. Dalton.
You might want to be on a list.
Probably. You might want to be on list.
I wasn't blogging it. I was just scrolling past it. I said, they having sex. Bye.
I mean, I guess I'm the only one man enough to admit that I enjoy the adult arts occasionally, on occasion.
I think Dalton and I both also said that it was just Manny that was like, eh.
Oh, and Lindsay.
Huh?
Lindsay will also go, I don't like porn. I don't watch porn.
I don't.
Whenever I need a good laugh, I go to the British section.
God damn.
Always reminds me of the Family Guy bit.
No, it's legit funny.
What, just British porn makes you laugh?
Yeah, it's funny.
I just go to E-Fucked. It's just it's all comedy porn, and it's hilarious. Like the one where the where the girl's riding the guy, and there's another guy that she's performing fellatio on. See, I'm keeping it clean. And then the guy that's getting sucked on, he ejaculates and he misses and hits the other guy in the face. And the other guy's like trying to get the girl off of him because it's just spraying. It's very funny. I'm not doing it justice.
There's actually a subreddit called Funny NSFW. That's all just hilarious porn stuff.
Because there's a lot of funny stuff. What was the safe for work porn?
Oh, God.
Remember that?
Those are funny.
With the Baconator? It smells fear.
Wait a minute. I want to put, like you said, fellatio on a guy. But whenever you're talking about the guy, the one's getting sucked off, you could have been the one getting fellated. But you're like, no, I'm going to use sucked off.
Well, just for those people out there that started looking up, what's fellatio? Like the time Nate was like, what's bukkake?
Oh, jeez.
And decided to look it up.
Yeah.
We told him not to, but he pulls out his phone.
It's kind of like fellatio.
I'm sure he already had like bukkake.com fucking so bookmarked, you know?
It pops up in the history already.
As soon as he turns his phone on, that's the picture.
That's what I've been looking at.
AKA the milk fountain.
Ew.
Dalton, you ever been to a creamery?
I'm just going to go.
What do you think about cream pies?
I make my own. I mean, you can taste my cream pie.
I mean, have you ever tasted yours?
I have, and I actually like it. Boy, we're living up to the title tonight. Merry Christmas.
That was an It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia bit for the uninitiated.
No, it wasn't. God. It was just Shannon and Jesse talking.
Well, I'm an adult.
That's right.
I want to drink. Never mind. I don't do this anymore.
An adult would deserve an adult-sized cup.
Of jizz.
No. That could go right down the toilet. Thank you.
Fuck.
That's a weird place for it.
It's already in your mouth. God damn. Just swallow it.
Spitters or quitters.
Every time she says it. It always gets a reaction. Even Lindsay.
Dolly's about to spit that bunny out. What is it called?
Brownie.
Brownie.
You just call a brownie a bunny?
I did. Dalton can't do it.
Dalton, don't choke, please.
Just like Lindsay, Dalton can't swallow.
He's about to see. He's spraying brownie into his hand, is what's happening. He can't contain it anymore.
Oh. Everybody calm down. Calm down.
Oh. God damn it.
This is a show that's going to get us kicked off the air.
We might have to retire PZ85 after dark.
It was a good run.
That was the one that killed it. The last thing I would ever say is spitters are my last Podzilla moment.
Yeah, you've had a pretty great run the last two. Spitters are quitter this week. I like cock the last one.
Like, what were you most remembered for on PZ85?
Getting it.
What was your
down.
Final line? thanks.
Some of the kids from CCW are going to see, I know those guys from the show. I'm going to listen to this episode. Oh, you ever laugh so hard you get that pain in the back of your head and you're like, gotta calm down. All right.
Yeah, that's how we get shut down. The mom's like, kid goes up, Mom, what's bukkake? And she knows way too much about it.
Oh, she already knows what bukkake is.
Let's just hope this is not one that Zane is listening to around his children.
Oh, you know he is.
Zane, if that's the case, you have a lot of fun words to teach.
Yeah, Zane's probably listening to it without his knowledge. Oh.
Yeah, I think he did say that normally he does not listen to this one around his kids. He just did that one time where we gave him the shout out.
Well, I think this is definitely the dirtiest show we've ever done.
I don't know. That Thanksgiving episode was.
I don't know, man. We're 15 minutes in, and I'm already like, I'm going to have to tell my parents not to listen to this. That's going to be difficult.
Here we crank it out the Ouija board again.
To get the Ouija board out there. All right. So, legitimately, we're talking about Christmas tonight.
And if we can get there.
25 things to watch during the Christmas season. We've all got our lists, except Mandy, who's got her list and is now just drawing some dude.
What is with the smile? Like, are you drawing a South Park Canadian?
Why is he, like, why is he almost grabbing his dick?
He also likes cock.
His own?
It's 2018. There's no rules.
You touch your dick all the time.
He rubs his dick on everything. Yeah. I remember he introduced us to one of his ex-girlfriends, and Allie's first question to her was, does he rub his like dick on all your stuff?
And I was like, yeah. I was so mad until the girlfriend at the time said, yeah. And I was like, God, I hate everybody.
Oh. Don't be fucking weird.
First hand.
Got you.
You spit, you quit. Don't talk.
I swallowed. What?
He also swallowed that pee.
No, I do. Oh,
what the fuck?
So, Christmas.
She broke herself. First off, it was a golden Christmas.
Yeah.
Fuckers.
We should just not even go.
He wasn't drinking the pee.
We just end it right now.
No.
Nobody was drinking pee.
Well, I mean, it never happened, so it might have if it did, but I wasn't the... Nah, it's not even worth explaining anymore.
No one was drinking pee. Water sports are more, it's about the game.
The contact,
the game of it.
What?
Piss fetish?
You can't even say hello, can you?
Oh, sorry. Hi. Piss fetish?
All right, Christmas, god damn it. Even Santa Claus ain't coming this year. He's like, everybody getting something to chew. All right, so, I guess we need the motherfucker of the week, too, which I guess is Mandy.
Why is Mandy the motherfucker? She has brought so much joy to our listeners this day.
Like, or so many unsubscribe clicks, one or the other.
This is some bullshit.
All right, who do we got for motherfucker? Dalton, you're the guest on the show. Who would you like to put up for motherfucker of the week?
I don't have a motherfucker of the week.
Because I don't have one. I think in honor of George Bush, we should just not have one. Or, we'd be or like make him.
Morning day.
Why HW? What?
Oh, I've already seen all the posts, mostly from my friends in the transgender and lesbian and community and stuff, that have posted about the, you've probably seen it, oh, you know who else would have been nice to live to 94, all the people that died from AIDS because Bush didn't do anything about it, and it's like, Jesus Christ, like, that's a valid point, but god damn, what happened to civility?
I mean, we had this conversation yesterday, like, the way that the world is now is we will never have a president pass away.
That's controversial?
Well,
Jimmy Carter. He's still alive.
No, that's cool, Jim. Yeah, Jimmy.
Jimmy Carter wasn't really controversial, though.
No, Jimmy was cool.
That's what we're talking about. Like, yeah. That
like
Bush would be the last
one. Everybody since then will have something attached.
Right.
Should they do that, like, for every president that passed away, have a day of mourning?
Yeah.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, okay. They always do.
Because I feel like
mourning.
I didn't remember when.
I think it just was never as vocally
expressed
as
I'm glad I didn't have a deposit because I didn't know the bank was going to be closed.
Well, I had school.
Yeah,
stuff,
I mean, the last one was 2006, and they didn't cancel school or anything.
And that was, Don't tell me who it was. It was, Was it Nixon, was it?
Nope.
No, because he passed away way before that.
Yep. 76? You're in terms of presidents, you're real close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it Johnson? No, it wasn't Johnson. I feel like there's one missing that's super obvious, and Reagan.
Reagan was before this.
Fuck. Who was it?
Gerald Ford.
Ford. Yes.
I read that today, actually. On today, I learned.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's why I said you're really close with Nixon.
Because he appointed him vice president, and then he became president. The only president to be vice president and president. Right, it made me learn.
Because Nixon got impeached.
No, he resigned before he could be impeached.
Yeah, that's true.
Look, I'm such a nerd person now.
Andrew right now is really happy, and he's not sure why.
I know, right? I also learned that three presidents, coincidentally, died on July 4th.
Mandy, did you just say that he's the only vice president that became president?
Mm-hmm.
What about George H.W. Bush? He was Reagan's vice president.
Yeah.
I think she means like the only vice president to
then become and like the
to be named president, not run for president. Okay, yeah. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, no, other VPs have definitely run.
He
for
did
president.
Run, but then he lost.
Yeah. I mean, even before, I think Jefferson was a VP too.
Yeah,
like going
all
the way.
He's the only one that like got.
He got put in because Nixon fucked up.
Yeah.
Nixon resigned, so yeah.
Nixon said, I didn't do anything wrong, and then the tapes came out, and he's like, I did.
Watergate scandal.
I actually did do things wrong.
I'm going to go ahead and resign, and then Ford pardoned him.
I'm not a... Right. Oh, yeah. God
and
damn, that's shady.
A lot of people
Oh, God.
We're talking about Trump now, you know, rightfully so, but fucking Ford just pardoned Nixon immediately.
Like that shit wouldn't happen if something happened to Trump.
And they actually did a similar bit with that in... a House of Cards.
Philip DeFranco.
We'll move on.
Show.
It's a good show.
I never watched House of Cards.
Oh.
Okay, the first like two seasons were fantastic. Season three was bad. Season four was good, and then I haven't watched the new season.
Did you read that? I know we're bouncing all around here before we get to the main topic. But did you read that Daredevil was the fourth most watched show on Netflix when they canceled it?
Wow.
Something's got to be going on.
And I said, I heard that it might not go to Disney.
Yeah, I heard the same thing.
No, it's definitely not going to Disney.
That's what I thought.
Just insane. Like, why would they do that?
Well, I say definitely. Like, Netflix only had Netflix's contract with Disney only allowed a certain number of seasons of TV shows, and we don't know what that number is. But I'm assuming that that's because we don't have access to the contract. But I'm assuming that Jessica Jones and Punisher are the last two seasons they're allowed, and Disney's not going to renew that contract, which means they're probably just going to make their own Defender series for Disney Plus.
We talked about this on Sunday.
Yeah, but without...
Lindsay, plug it.
What?
Plug the show.
What show?
Jesus Christ.
Find out more on Nerd on this last week's episode of Nerd Up.
Thank you, Jesse. Host of Nerd Up that Lindsay's on frequently.
It's true, including last week.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Christmas. We've stalled enough. You guys are here because you're going, Shannon, I'm a little bitch. I don't know what to watch in Christmas. Well, we're going to tell you, you little bitch. We're going to start off with Mandy because she's currently showing Jesse stuff, probably football related.
It is. It says I have 3 points, but I only have 1 point.
Some leagues do what's called home field advantage. You were ranked higher than that person, so you get a bonus playing against them.
Mandy, are you excited at all about the XFL? Yeah. Coming to St. Louis? Jesse, are you excited?
No.
Not at all. You guys were talking about, what, was the AAF?
Yeah, AAF.
What a fucker. Sorry.
God
The rules.
How does
she
survive on Sundays is my question. When there's no F words allowed.
Lots of concentration.
That's like me and Mandy have to keep each other in check.
I lounge and listen to music and to attempt not to fall asleep. So I don't really speak on Sunday.
What's the morning show?
Good call.
Meep. Are we starting with me for reals?
Yeah.
For reals.
Because that gives me time. That gives me the most time to.
I just put Friends. Like all their Christmas episodes. I like the one with the holiday armadillo from season 7.
Is it called the one with the armadillo?
The holiday armadillo.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Well, tell us about Friends for the people that don't know what it is.
Everyone knows what Friends is.
And yeah, I don't.
That's true.
And it's great. And I'm not good at watching that many Christmas things on Christmas, so I'm winging it. Hey, Jesse. Plus, we have Dalton, so he needs to take time.
What just happened?
I don't know.
She just does not want to talk about Friends anymore.
I don't want to talk about, I don't want to go into detail. I don't. All
right. Well, fine. I'll go. I'm going to take this one before Shannon does. Scrooged.
God damn it.
That's my.
It's like my favorite Christmas movie.
That's
not what you said earlier.
I lied.
It's also my favorite Christmas movie. It's the one movie like around Christmas time I have to watch every year.
Yeah, me too.
It's so good.
It really is. For the uninitiated, if you've never seen Scrooge, shame on you. Shame on you. It's Bill Murray. It's you've seen it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I pictured him with the hat on the cover.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, who the fuck? And as I was saying Bill Murray in my head, you said it.
It's a modern Christmas Carol.
Yes.
And it's Bill Murray as, I don't remember what his name is. He's a TV executive who's a real bastard. Have you seen it, Dalton?
Yeah.
All right. So everyone's seen it. Good. And yeah, he gets visited by 3 ghosts, turns his life around. The ending always makes me cry.
And A Christmas Carol is always, like, that's my favorite Christmas story.
We just watched Muppet Christmas Carol last night.
Mm-hmm. Also fantastic. Yeah, like, I pretty much like every rendition of A Christmas Carol.
Except?
I got nothing. Which Christmas Carol is
the
that?
Jim Carrey animated version.
Oh!
Oh, yeah, that was pretty dumb.
That was pretty creepy.
I always forget that happened.
You browned out.
Yeah.
Lots of people wish they could forget that happened.
Yeah, no, Scrooged is one that I make sure I watch every year because it's just a phenomenal movie.
It is, and I love it so much. Like I before I started to hate Bill Murray because I at this point I don't like Bill Murray anymore.
You just don't like that mainstream.
It's the fact that he wouldn't do Ghostbusters 3 is finally like bugged me to the point. Like because he did Ghostbusters the remake, reboot, whatever. He did the video game poorly, but he wouldn't do Ghostbusters 3. And like I never understood why. And I get, you know, as a fanboy, I just have a grudge.
That'd be like me not liking Jeff Anderson for not doing Clerks 3.
They haven't done Clerks 3 yet.
Yeah, and he's the reason why.
Really? I did not know that. Yeah, but there's a big difference between Clerks 3 and Ghostbusters 3.
You don't understand how much I love Clerks.
You don't understand how much I love Ghostbusters.
No, I do. That's why I'm comparing it to Clerks.
For him.
For me.
Did you rent Clerks so many times that they gave your mom the movie?
Well, no, because they wouldn't rent Clerks to me as a child.
That's pretty true.
I had to find that a little later in life.
My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
Hey.
Hey. You get try over not here. To suck any dicks on the way to the parking lot. Get over here.
Such a good fucking movie too.
It was,
and then Clerks 2 was so good. Yeah. No, it's not important.
I loved Clerks 2.
I thought it was pretty good, and then Clerks the animated series. You ever see that?
Yeah. That was less it was good.
Weird.
Yeah, it was weird as shit.
Anytime they do any of the animation stuff, like the Jay and Silent Bob Get Old, it's that same animation.
Yeah, yeah,
it's great.
Anyway, Scrooged. Go out of your way to watch it. It's really, really good.
So good.
It's my favorite final ghost, too. And actually, all three of the ghosts are really, really cool. The crazy taxi driver, the abusive Carol Kane, and the television set Grim Reaper with the ghouls inside of his... Yeah. That's just a solid movie all around.
Super cool.
Dalton. I feel like we need to talk about Scrooged more, because it really is just like my favorite Christmas movie, but... So go good. Watch it. Go watch it. Go watch all of these. Jess, you're gonna make this list and post it on Podzilla. Here, I'm gonna grab a piece of paper. We'll do a running tab.
I was about to say. I want to write.
I'll get you a piece of paper.
Yay!
All right, do you guys want to go with mine then?
Yeah, go.
The Santa Claus. And whenever I say that, I'm saying the Santa Claus 1 and the Santa Claus 2.
The Tim Allen.
Not that terrible third one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I love Martin Short, but that movie was booty.
Bad.
Yeah. Those two movies are amazing, in my opinion.
I actually saw one of my favorite memes coming out of that movie the other day. I hadn't seen this before. It was just the picture of Tim Allen, and then it was the gif of him, like, immediately turning. Growing the gray hair and beard and everything.
Was it whenever he was like the VHS thing?
Yeah, it was for VHS. It was just like some kids or some adult now says, "What's a VHS?" And it's just got Tim Allen smiling and then frowning with the beard.
Yeah, hair and everything. So the Santa Claus 1 and 2 are my first ones.
I really wish I don't remember 2.
Really? Oh, man.
I know I watched it, but I don't remember. Like, 1 I remember I really liked.
Yeah, no, 1 is a masterpiece. Like, barring how big of a piece of shit Tim Allen kind of is, like...
It's really hard to separate art from artist with Tim Allen now.
Yeah, nowadays, especially, which is a shame because Toy Story 4 is coming out.
Yeah.
But, no.
It's not Tim Allen. It's Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying.
It's not the same guy.
Which, like, if you watch the Santa Claus, like, oh, it's not Tim Allen. It's that,
Santa.
It's that shitty dad from the beginning. Fuck. Yeah, so
I never got about the Santa Claus because I never watched it. Does he stay fat and old all the time now after he becomes Santa?
No.
So just at Christmas, he's like a fucking werewolf at Christmas.
Kind of.
Actually, yeah, I think once he becomes Santa, he stays Santa.
Stay fat and old, yeah, because that's the thing. Like,
oh fuck that!
Santa falls off the roof of like Tim Allen's kid's house, and he's like, "What the hell?" So he goes out there and like.
So Santa's dead.
Santa died.
Yeah.
So he puts the suit on. And once he puts a suit on,
he makes a contract that he's Santa.
Yeah, because that's the worst fucking contract in the world. Because if I wear somebody's shirt, I shouldn't become that motherfucker. But yeah, that's the premise for it. But it's a really like sweet, charming movie.
Yeah, but like if I'm a young go-getter and they're like, okay, but now we want you to become Santa. You'll be fat and old, and you'll like I'm not gonna take that deal. I'm not taking that deal. Santa died. He can have that deal.
Well, yeah, but if you put on the suit, it's too late.
Yeah, you've already signed the contract.
Tim Allen very much tried
to get
out of it, too.
Which they explained to him, no, you put on the suit, you are Santa.
Yeah, that's literally in the movie.
That sounds like the movie Clown, the Eli Roth film.
Oh, yeah.
Where they put the clown suit on. Once you put the clown suit
on. Way more sinister.
Clown or Santa Claus?
Clown. No, shit, I should have said Santa Claus. Yeah.
All right, Lindsay, what do you got first?
A Muppet Family Christmas.
Yeah, we watched that the other day, too. Yeah.
I love it. It is my absolute favorite Muppet Christmas movie because it has the Muppets, the Sesame Street cast, and Fraggle Rock.
It's true. Everybody makes an appearance. By the end of the... Because basically, all right, so I'll give the quick synopsis.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Fozzie Bear... This sounds so weird explaining it. Fozzie Bear's mom's going south for the winter, and Fozzie shows up with Kermit and the gang to celebrate Christmas.
As a surprise.
Meanwhile, Doc and Sprocket from Fraggle Rock are staying there because they rented it out for a peaceful Christmas, and then everything turns to hell. And it's a really funny movie because anything with the Muppets gets me. I love the Muppets.
Good. And it's just full of all different like Christmas carol songs. And it's a musical fun time.
And it's funny.
Like, did you guys end up seeing the Happy Time Murders?
Yes.
I like.
I enjoyed it.
That was fantastic.
When we were putting up our tree the other night, the Muppets Christmas song came on.
Muppets are always good.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling them during, is like, I love puppets so much more than CG. Like and the Muppets are just the best. Kermit's my favorite dude. I love when the Kermit memes were taken off because that means I got to see more Kermit.
So much Kermit.
When that boy was a big thing and people put Kermit on there instead, I'm very, very happy. Well, my first pick, since Jesse took Scrooge, I'm going to take my other favorite, which is?
It's Gremlins,
everybody. It's Gremlins. It's Gremlins. This is one of those Christmas movies that everyone goes, but is it a Christmas movie?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
You shove it up your fat fucking ass.
Because he gets the Mogwai for a Christmas present.
And it's set during Christmas.
Uh-huh.
The Gremlins sing Christmas carols. How much more of a Christmas movie does it have to be?
There needs to be Santa
and the one
and
girl's
Christmas
trauma
trees
is around Christmas.
And that's it. Needs Santa.
Dalton, have you ever seen Gremlins?
Yeah. We've had this conversation.
I can't remember the conversation we had 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, no, it's the saddest Christmas movie because, like, that moment when... Oh, fuck.
Phoebe Kate.
Phoebe Kate says, like, oh, yeah, no, my dad died.
She explains how her dad died.
Yeah, no, fuck that movie.
What
I love
left
that movie.
Turn in a, seriously. In a semi-funny family movie. But, yeah, Gremlins is it's quintessential Christmas watching.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. It's scary. It's funny. And the Gremlins are cool. They made a sequel, which was also amazing. Did anyone see the sequel?
Yes.
Did it's anyone, been a long time.
Did anyone see the Key and Peele skit where they talk yes. about Gremlins 2?
No.
Have you never seen that?
Yeah, no, it's so good.
It's in the movie. It's yeah. in the movie.
So this they're talking about Gremlins 2 around the, like this boardroom, and this really flamboyant guy played by Jordan Peele, he walks in. He's like, the Hollywood sends me just to, you know, to touch up scripts, but you guys go ahead. I'll just stay out of it. And then he starts out like, you know what? Everybody gets to make their own gremlin. So then they keep going over these. What about a lightning gremlin? And it's progressively funnier. What if we put Hulk Hogan in it? Stop. Of course, now that's much darker in tone.
Yeah, well.
Because of what Hogan did, which is the name of my first book. Mandy, you're next.
Oh. I'm going to go.
Warning that Gremlins has one of the most disturbing deaths at the end of it of any movie I can remember. It's not family friendly. When he comes out of the water and his eyes falling out. And he's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's
messed
those
up. Awesome practical effects.
All right, Mandy.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No. Also, Phoebe Kate is the cutest woman in history. I'm sorry, Allie. I'm sorry, Lindsay. I'm sorry, Mandy. I'm sorry, all the women out there that are jealous. Phoebe Kate is the most gorgeous woman in the history of the planet. Now you may go. I'm completely done.
I'm going to go with Home Alone.
Good pick. I haven't watched that one in forever either.
Same. I love that movie. It's so good.
I like the thing that said, what did his dad do to afford that house and a vacation?
A vacation to Paris for 13 people.
Did you ever see what was it? I'll never find it now. But it was a commercial for it was a short film or something that had Macaulay Culkin as Kevin McAllister all grown up.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that?
And he's like, he's talking about like how messed up.
Oh, he's
up
like
he
an
was.
Uber driver. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's fucking traumatized. And he's like talking to the guy that he's driving about Christmas. And he's relaying the stories of how his family left him alone both Christmas. His mom's a bitch and all that. And then this guy tries to carjack him. So he ends up like tying the guy up downstairs and like torturing him. It is so fucking weird. And it's legit.
Does it actually have Macaulay Culkin?
Legit, yes. Macaulay Culkin, yeah. As the character.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was a couple years ago.
It was. It's fucking weird.
Macaulay Culkin now looks like he has seen some shit.
He has yeah. seen some shit.
Huge wrestling fan.
He is.
Yeah. Huh.
He was at a show not too long ago and did something in the ring, didn't he?
He's at shows all the time.
He's like David Arquette.
Yeah.
Just, you know, smart enough to stay out of the ring.
He also has a podcast.
Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah.
Name one person who doesn't have one at this point.
Tim Allen.
I'm looking it up. I guarantee he does.
I'm sure he's been on one.
The cocaine
he's been
podcast.
On several. I mean, I hear he's a huge fan of Alex Jones.
Did you know he went to jail?
Alex Jones?
Tim Allen.
Oh.
Yeah, before he was famous.
Yeah, did you never hear about this, Jesse?
Huh.
He went to jail for being a coke mule.
Huh.
Yep. No shit. Went to jail for years for being a cocaine distributor.
Distributor? Yeah.
Well, you fucked it up too.
Yeah, but I at least knew the fucking word.
Well, I got it eventually.
He got there.
All right, Dieter. Get the fuck out.
Okay. Wait,
okay.
I looked at Mandy's list. I was like, fuck, did you have Gremlins too? No, that's our list.
That's
the one that I asked her to write down.
The master list.
Yeah, okay. Jesse.
All right, my next one's going to be Elf.
Classic.
Yep.
Classic
Will
about
Ferrell. Zooey Deschanel.
Beautiful young lady who falls in love with a man with the mental capacity of a 6-year-old.
Did elf?
He's an elf.
I was about to say it. Her name was Allie Bear.
He's not an elf. Wait, what happened?
Yeah, no, I love that movie. It's just really, really good. It's another Christmas classic.
That's that Will Ferrell at his best, where he's like incredibly like enthusiastic and intense.
Mm-hmm.
And also has phase on love.
It's also got
Big Worm.
Shit, now I can't remember his name. He's in Game of Thrones, Tyrion Lannister in Game of Thrones.
Oh, Peter Dinklage.
Yes, Peter Dinklage.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, because he's the boardroom guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're
way
trying to get
before
him for
Game of Thrones.
For the kid's story.
Yeah.
that whole scene's really funny.
And Bob Newhart, James Caan.
Genghis Khan?
Other people. James Caan, you fucking idiot.
God damn.
Nope, deserved.
You insult James Caan again. Anyway.
I just keep hearing Genghis Khan. I just don't know why.
Are you saying Genghis Khan or Kangas Khan?
Both.
Yes.
Whichever you want.
Dalton.
The first three seasons of Community's Christmas episodes, they're all three amazing. Watch them back to back to back. The first one's about all of their differences in how to celebrate Christmas, and it ends in a fight with Anthony Michael Hall. A fist fight with Anthony Michael Hall. The second one is a stop motion of Abed's like mental trauma with his family.
Oh, that one's pretty good.
Yeah, and then the third one, third season, is a Glee episode where Glee teacher is Terrence Killian. Yeah, from Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
Was that the one that everyone says was like incredibly out of character for Allison Brie?
Yeah, that's the one that's just the boopy doopy doop sex. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such a good I love all three of those episodes. They're all heartwarming, except for the Glee one. That one's just funny. But yeah.
Oh, Allison Brie half naked was very heartwarming. In my junk.
Hey, you can watch Glow for that.
I actually did not watch Glow.
I haven't either.
I don't understand how I am the only one in my friends group that has watched Glow.
I watched it.
Yeah.
I thought we'd watch it as a group, but Allie had already started it.
That's because that was when I was going to the gym a lot, and she would just put it on and watch it when I was there, because she didn't want to go to the gym. Why would she? Joke's on me. I've been there in 2 months. All right. Fuck. I'm a piece of shit. Fat piece of shit.
R.I.P. Vader. Just rest in.
Lindsay?
I'm going to continue with my Muppet theme and go with Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
It's another
God damn, you spell that.
Emmett Otter.
Just as best you
is
can.
Is it E-M-I-T-T?
Something like that. I don't know.
I guess two M's. Two M's, two T's.
But yeah, it's based on a children's book. And it's just a little like country Christmas thing of
fucking
a family that doesn't really have money, but they want to give each other gifts.
Let's say Jug Band?
Yes.
Yeah.
Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
$50.
$50. Mashed potatoes.
Made fun of Ethan for so long with those quotes.
He was joining in on that bit.
He was. That's why we did it. Yeah. Because we don't make fun of him. $50.
But we'll laugh with him.
Yeah, you laugh with them. Don't laugh at them.
That's rude.
Them.
Yeah.
We laugh at you all the time.
We caught the use of the word that you used.
Okay, so make it sure.
Uh-huh.
Make it sure.
But it's really good. It has a lot of good music in it. And if you haven't seen it and want to, there are Fathom events going on this month, possibly at a local theater near you on December 10th and December 16th. And I want to go to it because you not only get Emmett Otter, but you also get Fraggle Rock's The Bell of Fraggle Rock.
The Bell of Fraggle Rock.
Yes.
Is that also Christmas
related? It's a Christmas-esque Fraggle Rock episode.
Okay.
The fuck? Fraggle Rock isn't that funny.
I know.
I love Fraggle.
Actually, it is.
No, it's not.
I'm not one of those people that you can like whisper about me and get me paranoid.
We weren't whispering about you.
That's you. My next one is the first episode ever of The Simpsons. Simpsons roasting on an open fire. It's not a great episode.
Was their first episode of Christmas?
It was. It was the one where they got Santa's Little Helper. Yeah. It's not a good episode. It's not funny. It's not really endearing in any way. But it was the very first Christmas episode. It was the first episode, and it was Christmas, so it's worth checking out.
Just as much as you fucking talk about Simpsons, if that wasn't on your top five list, I was going to slap you.
Yeah. It's a rough episode, though. But, yeah, nothing more to say about it than that. Mandy?
She's still writing down Jug Band.
Jack Frost?
Which one?
Holy shit, the horror movie with Shannon Elizabeth where she gets fucked by the killer snowman and he goes, Christmas came early.
Define first one.
I don't know.
Because there's a Rankin-Bass one that was made in like the 70s.
Probably not, Lindsay. Let's be real.
Are you talking about the one with Michael Keaton where he's the dad that dies
it
and he comes back
with
Michael
Keaton?
Okay.
Talking about.
I like the Rankin-Bass
one
better.
Fun fact. When Jesse was a lad, he and his little brother went to Showbiz Video next door to rent Jack Frost and handed the Michael Keaton cover to the girl at the register who then gave us the horror version.
Oh, God.
She fucked up.
Jake and I watched it. This isn't at all what the previews made it seem.
Oh, I like that one. Okay, I like that one.
That was terrible.
it was real bad.
Did you know that wasn't the one you wanted, or are you just thinking?
I mean, we figured it out about a quarter way through, like, that it probably wasn't the right one. Shit, I don't know. Like, 8 or 9?
Okay, you're a little early. Because I'll say, if you were, like, in your teens and they got to the part where Shannon Elizabeth's naked, you were like, this is the right one. This is the one we wanted.
It is now.
Christmas came early. He takes his carrot nose off the fucker. What a stupid fucking movie. Anyway, Dalton.
Wait a minute, no Jesse.
Yeah, it's Jesse.
Oh, sorry. It's because Jesse was telling that story. I thought it was his.
Yeah. How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Original. Which one? Chuck Jones.
The original one, yes.
Okay.
Not the new Jim Grinch. Carrey one or the newest.
The
Grinch.
Newest one wasn't bad.
I haven't seen it yet, so I can't say.
It was pretty funny. Keenan's in it. Yes. That's always good.
Keenan Thompson?
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Keenan Thompson.
He thinks he's the Grinch's best friend, which is hilarious.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I was hoping he was going to be something, Claus.
God, that would have been amazing.
I would go broke if they made a something, Claus movie.
We have cameras.
He's got you.
All right, Dalton, now it's your turn.
There's nothing really I have to say about the Grinch. It's
no, there's
the Grinch.
Really nothing.
It's just his classic.
Everyone knows it by now.
It used to basically open up Christmas holiday season for me.
Sung by Tony the Tiger.
Yes. Because I remember TNT, it would be Thanksgiving. Later in the evening, they would always play it.
Oh, if there's one movie on anyone's list that you just reminded me of, I will start stabbing.
Uh-huh. Dalton?
Is it three words?
Maybe.
Yes.
I'll Be Home for Christmas. With Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Mm.
Some JTT.
It's a good fucking movie.
I have nothing to add to this conversation. Never seen it. I know it exists.
What?
I know it exists.
So good.
I think I watched it once.
No.
I've also watched it once.
Really remember.
Oh, I've seen it so many times.
That was right at the height of
but
the JTT
madness.
You're
watching it for JTT.
I mean, maybe now.
Yeah, whatever happened to that guy?
I'm going.
He probably retired and started.
Yeah, he wanted to go to school and he just stepped away from everything.
What a good man.
Let's see what he looks like now.
Because yeah, I know whatever. The only reason I watched it when I was a kid.
What year were you born in, Shannon?
82.
He is 1 year older than you.
He's older than me?
Yeah.
Holy that shit, is he is.
Shocking.
He's still handsome.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'd be watching it for him now. Make a remake. Reboot it. Jonathan needs work.
But he doesn't want it.
What was his last project?
He does not.
I was
oh god, he was on Last Man Standing.
He
Fuck
was
him.
On Last Man Standing.
Fuck him.
Before that, it was 2005.
I mean,
Veronica Mars.
Fairness, he has that connection with Tim Allen from Home Improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so it makes sense that he would make an appearance on the show. Hopefully, to call Tim Allen the scumbag.
You were always a bad father, coke addict, Lindsay. Or who are we on, Lindsay?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with another one of my old school favorites that's a little weird. Will Vinton's Claymation Christmas.
Lindsay's going to hit the classics.
It's this. Just put Claymation Christmas, Mandy. Okay.
Was this the one we watched
two nights ago? Yep. He did all the California Raisin animations. And this is basically a classic holiday TV special hosted by a Tyrannosaurus Rex and a Triceratops.
Herb.
Rex and Herb, and they have different musical performances that they introduce.
But I say they do a Carol of the Bells one that I really, really like.
Yes, that when I was younger, I totally did not get all of the Hunchback of Notre Dame references that they did because it's the Notre Dame Cathedral bell
Quasimodo.
Orchestra.
Mm. Yeah, it's extremely well done. The claymation's always very cool to me. I love claymation and stop motion animation and stuff. So it's a little creepy sometimes.
I miss Celebrity Deathmatch.
Oh, it's coming back.
I was like, they're bringing it back.
With ice cubes.
Isn't it it is Ice Cube.
But are they claymation again? Or
I don't think they said.
I'm shy. I fucking
hope. It's going to be some bullshit cartoons nonsense.
I like Gumby.
Like Flash animation.
Do CG.
Cheapest.
I like how they did their, what was that stupid wrestling cartoon?
Aeon Flux.
No. No, it was literally your WWE wrestlers, but they were made to look
Slam
like
City?
CG. Yes, they were made to look like claymation, but it was still
First
all CG.
Hand, that is quality entertainment.
No, it
Says
wasn't.
Says you.
Yeah, you also watched Total Bellows.
No, I watched Total Divas.
My bad. I apologize. Yeah. I apologize.
If you're going to...
No, my
I had a dream with Sasha Banks in it last night, but I didn't get to hang out.
I've had a couple of dreams with Sasha Banks in it.
Did I tell you my crazy dream I had the other night?
With Sasha Banks in it?
No. So I'm back home, and I'm talking to my dad, and we're talking about my mom. She's in the hospital, and my dad won't tell. No, it gets weirder. He won't tell me what's going on, and I'm like, well, just tell me she's gone, Dad. Just tell me she's gone, and he won't do it, and I get frustrated, and I go to my room. I wake up the next morning in my dream and I'm just screaming because I'm in so much pain on the inside. So the door, there's a knock at the door. I go open the door. Who's there? Movie actress Ava Green from Quantum of Solace and Sin City 2. So we naturally have sex on the couch.
I think I've had a couple of dreams with her too.
And but then it goes from having, like, in lurid detail. Like, I can tell you what the hair looked like. But it goes from that to I'm actually in a bathroom masturbating right next to a classroom who's listening and laughing. And then I wake up and I was like, what the fuck was that? I didn't like that dream.
Gotta stop eating Pringles right before you go to bed.
When I popped, that's great. So, Mandy, your dream, was it like that?
No, not at all.
My next pick is Jingle All the Way.
God!
You didn't think about that classic one, did you? Or was that on your
list?
That
was my number one.
Is it really? All right, yeah, erase that.
You should have started with it then.
Seriously.
I didn't think anybody was. No, it's fine. It's all.
Why would I not pick Jingle All the Way? Arnold Schwarzenegger and Phil Hartman and Sinbad?
Yeah.
But I say, don't you dare disrespect Sinbad.
Paul White?
I had a really adorable story with it too, you fucker.
Well, tell it. I don't have anything else to say about it other than it's terrible in an awesome way. Go watch it. It's a classic.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I forgot exactly what year it came out, but I was still very, like, I was very young.
I was in fourth grade when that movie came
out. All right, I was 4 years old when that movie came out.
Jeez.
My mom, I loved that movie so much, my mom got me a Turbo Man figure. So 4 year old Dalton thought, oh shit, I need to watch this movie to find my mom. Cause I assumed she was in the mall buying it for me, like in the scene. So I was like, oh shit, maybe I can see my mom in the movie. I was four. Go fuck yourself.
I love that 4 year old Dalton's thought was, oh shit. Yeah. I gotta find my mom in this movie.
I mean, that sounds pretty accurate though, right?
It does.
So
apparently.
Like,
that is adorable.
5 or 6 years ago, it was on Netflix. So I was watching it, and then I watched it, and I was like, I have to buy a Turbo. I just started collecting action figures at this point. I was like, I need to buy a Turbo Man doll. They're like $200 online.
I didn't even know they made actual Turbo Mans.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, because I had one. Are you shocked that it was that much?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I wonder what that face was, too.
I'm going to eBay it right now.
I'm having indigestion, okay?
Oh. Did you also know they made a Jingle All the Way, too?
Yep. Yeah, Larry the Cable Guy's in it.
He's also in Tooth Fairy, too. Go figure.
Yeah, Larry the Cable Guy will be in literally anything.
Oh, you pay me, I'll be in there. Dieter.
Get her done.
Back to the back. Mandy, you're next.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. There's one in box for $700.
God damn.
That's a lot.
Better buy it.
I can't even whistle right now.
Mike Tyson.
I don't know.
You
have
so
many things written down.
It's kind of a list, but I'm not happy with it. I'm going to go 8 Crazy Nights.
God damn that fucking film. I hate that film.
I'm with Mandy on this one. That was an annual tradition. Sorry, Mandy, if you go ahead and tell your story.
I've honestly never watched it.
This ain't a Hanukkah list. It's a Christmas list.
They do Christmas in there. So me and my two brothers, this was our Christmas tradition. Every single Christmas, after opening gifts in the morning, we would go to, we would go downstairs when we were younger. Cause this goes all the way back to, when Jake and I were in high school, like early high school, we would go downstairs. We'd watch 8 Crazy Nights after opening Christmas presents, our tradition. And it kept going for a while, even when we lived in different places, until one year, we went to my brother's, apartment to watch the movie. And we got there, and Matt and Jake immediately started smoking weed. And I was just like, well, that's the end of this tradition. Never doing this again.
Mandy, what's your cute weed story about it?
I don't have one. I just like it.
Can I ask now that you've drawn a little bit more of your people there, who those guys are?
What guys?
Over there.
On the notepad that we can all clearly see.
I forgot it wasn't. I don't know. It just says Murr.
It says Murr.
One of them.
It's Murr and
One of them looks like a Canadian.
From Josh.
South Park. Oh, okay, I was going to say, it does kind of resemble Josh.
It's Josh.
It's Josh and Alan. She just did fan art for Press Start to Join.
Oh.
He will make that into a shirt if you send it to him.
You should send it to him and then demand royalties.
I am.
Jesse.
Huh?
Christmas time.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Shit.
Yay.
Oh, I thought Mandy was like, shit, because that was on her list.
No, I mean, I said it for the Halloween one, so I didn't want to say it for Christmas.
I mean, it's both.
Exactly. I know it is, but I didn't want to be repetitive with myself.
It's Halloween and Christmas with a dash of Easter.
I'm spelling
Get you a movie that does both.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, I love Nightmare Before Christmas. It's just a great movie.
What did Santa bring you?
I found out that it is my 3-year-old nephew's favorite movie of all time.
Yay. Like, smart child.
All year round, he just fucking loves it. They, my brother and his fiance actually took him to St. Louis to watch them do the live performance of all the music.
That's awesome. That's cool.
Yeah, no, he just fucking loves that shit. So I'm getting him like some Nightmare Before Christmas themed stuff for Christmas.
Yeah. Interesting note, it was the last good thing Tim Burton ever did.
That's not true.
I'm trying to counter.
I'm looking at you.
I liked Big Fish. Thank you.
It's the last good animated thing he ever did.
I enjoyed Corpse Bride, but it was not as good.
No one enjoyed Corpse Bride. The people that made it didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens when this Addams Family thing finally rolls around.
It's going to be terrible. It's like Dumbo.
Dumbo looks like it could be good.
Well, it's got DeVito in it.
I was never a fan of Dumbo, though, so I don't know if
see, I wasn't either. It was very sad.
I've never seen the animated movie.
Really?
No.
That surprises
me. It's one of the shorter films.
I was not a Disney person growing up. The only Disney movie I'd watched was like Aladdin and Little Mermaid because they had women that were wearing like less clothing.
Huh.
And they had midriff showing. I was a deprived young man. I was sexually persecuted by myself. And I told myself that I would not stray from the path of righteousness until I was married. You fucked that up. Huh?
Straight edge.
I'm sorry, Shannon.
Yeah, you bastard.
I put you that pronouns, dickhead.
I put that ad that said I'll suck anything you put in front of me for $500. Dalton took me up on that offer.
Oh, I thought we were doing a Jeopardy bit because my answer was going to be, "What is my dick?"
Well, it's your turn, Dick.
Oh, the ultimate Christmas present. This is a Disney Channel original movie.
I don't know that one at all.
Two girls steal Santa's weather machine because Santa's actually in LA.
I remember that movie.
John Daly's an elf. It's a fucking great movie. It's about how you should never wish for snow because it fucked up L.A. Because guess what Los Angeles was never prepared for?
Snow.
Fucking snow. Yeah. They missed school for like a month.
So it's Missouri.
No, like it for real fucked L.A. up.
Also, it was a shitload of snow.
Yeah.
Like, it was
because the machine broke. They were trying to use gum to fix it. Santa's special gum fixed it. That sounds way more fucked up.
That sounds extremely dirty.
Yeah.
Hey, kid, do you want Son of Santa's special gum?
Somebody was knocking on that door.
Yeah, somebody's knocking on that back door.
Don't go do it.
I wouldn't. Who the fuck is knocking on our door at 8:15?
Calvin has a key. No, got key.
Ooh. That's true.
I'm a little bit scared to be honest. Oh, did someone park behind the building?
I did because there was no parking.
It's probably that woman asking us to not park there again.
There's I mean, we can no park there.
There was nowhere to park, and I wasn't going to walk through that alley in the dark.
I made my own over there.
We can also absolutely park there. So,
oh, I know. Yeah. I just do it as a courtesy usually.
Yeah.
Maybe they're thinking it's
all listening. I'm going to pause the recording just real quick while we sort this out. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
All right, we're back after that brief pause that you guys don't know anything about. Dalton, let's get through this list. Apparently, we got Dalton said we'd move a car.
I'll go move the car right now.
No, do not move
the
car.
It's the point.
It's the principle. Like, well, they don't get all the parking spots.
Yeah. All right. Lindsay, what's your next one?
White Christmas.
Lindsay's in a bad mood now because of all this.
I'm sorry, guys.
Well, people, I don't even understand how it's so full if some of the apartments are still for rent.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How the fuck is it so full?
Because there's two apartments and they want all three spots for their one apartment.
Is this a soundproof ceiling?
No,
probably not.
Not even a little bit.
Oh, no.
I don't know if they can hear us, though. But anyway.
I don't think they can hear us, like,
I like
talking.
White Christmas. It's what I used to put the Christmas tree up to, but I haven't had a big Christmas tree to put up for 2 years because of a demon cat, so it doesn't take a full movie length to put the tree up.
Oh.
That's true. It just takes a dinner. We make dinner, and then we're good.
You should just get one of those ones that you just drop down over the top of a pole. And
did you see that Portal one on Reddit where it has the tree hanging from the ceiling?
The ceiling,
that
yeah.
That was so fucking awesome.
Also, White Christmas, super racist. Thank you.
How is it racist?
Did you read the title?
White Christmas?
Yeah, it's about snow.
How many black people are in it?
There's some soldiers.
I honestly have never seen White Christmas. So I...
No.
Well, that was just a callback to earlier in the episode.
My next
one. When we
one.
Were happy.
Yeah, right. My next one is Krampus.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because it's a more recent one, and I love horror films, and Christmas horror is always good. And it's a really good one. I almost put Tales of Christmas on there, Christmas Horror Story. But this is a little bit better. So Krampus, it's...
Christmas Horror Story was not great.
It was all right. I liked it. But this is much better. It's got Adam Scott.
I'm thinking of Tales of Wait.
Tales of the Crypt?
No.
Tales of Halloween?
There's no
Tales from the Hood.
Tales of Symphonia?
Son of a bitch.
Just move on.
DuckTales.
Let's just move past it. Let's just move past it.
Christmas is the one. Yeah. Mandy?
Rudolph or Mickey's Christmas or any of those fun, frosty, like old school movies?
Pick one.
Yeah, pick one because you just named a whole bunch.
Rudolph. Well, it's our last one.
The one that they're. No, we're doing 25.
It's her.
No,
last
it's her last one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed.
So you have to pick one. You just can't put Rudolph, Mickey, and all those old ones.
I put Rudolph, Dick.
Which they're supposedly no longer playing on air anymore because of bullying.
It's about bullying. You can't bully people.
Despite the fact that the end, the I one think that, being bullied.
I think that's a good reason
that,
to fucking play.
Isn't that the one where he goes and then the Snowmeister sings his song? Because he's the Snowmeister?
No.
No, which one's that one then?
Well, Snowmeister is a year without a Santa Claus.
Oh, that's the one I like. I like Rudolph too, though.
Rudolph's where he goes to the Island of Misfit Toys.
Yeah, I like them both. Why are you fucking
And he has
like
the elf that?
That
wants to be a dentist.
That's why.
Good.
Because it's about an elf that wants to be a dentist.
Let's go Rudolph because that's all my son has been singing too. So because he has his Christmas songs coming up.
Jesse, save it.
Die Hard.
Justin told me to say that, so you just made him really happy.
It's a good movie.
It's not a Christmas movie.
Motherfucking Gremlins. All right. Let's go.
It's set during Christmas. They say curse words. It's Christmas.
He's going. Nope.
Did you ever hear the Die Hard song?
Yes.
That Hunter sent me a long time ago.
Well, I guess it depends on which Die Hard song. I'm sure there's more
like
than
the
one.
Guy singing about Die Hard.
There are several.
I'll get it from Hunter and then you can tell me if you saw
all
it.
Right.
All right. We're running out of time. Dalton.
Frosty Snowman.
Which one?
The fucking so the cartoon many. One.
Okay.
There. The cartoon
which one.
The fucking one that counts, guys.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Agreed with him.
Yeah.
Lindsay.
Garfield Christmas.
Motherfucker.
Were you going to do that one?
Yes.
I'll let you have
well,
it. I'll pick a different
right.
one.
You Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way too. Sorry, Layer the Cable Guy.
Here, you talk about Garfield while I decide another one.
Garfield's Christmas special.
It's, so are we putting Garfield as 24?
Yes.
Yeah, it's fine. Garfield, he's at a house. He has Christmas with his family. His grandma is sad. Her husband died, and I'm sad now.
But it's so good.
Yay. Every year I'm sad. Lindsay, last one.
But it's so good. I guess we're going to end with Santa Claus is Coming to Town, the Rankin Bass stop motion animation.
I prefer the easy version, Santa Claus is Coming and not necessarily to town. Rank and file, yes.
Yes. same thing. I like the music in it, and it's basically little kids writing letters asking questions about Santa Claus, and it tells why Santa Claus does what he does and things.
It's all classics. That's all classics. You just got hit with 25 things you need to watch during this Christmas time and Jingle All the Way. 24 and 1 is what we'll call this episode. All right. We're going to get out of here because I'm actually really hungry. We got to go move a car and then never again. Next time they come down, I'll open the door and I'll be like, you fucking suck my dick, you bitch, because I ain't moving shit, you hoe. We'll not say any of those things. All right. You guys have a good weekend. Go play Smash Brothers. We'll let you know how that goes and you know it's going to be great. Got great reviews. Everyone's saying it's the best. All of them.
I like Kirby.
You guys have a great night. We'll see you on Sunday for Nerd Up later. Christmas.